Now you not only have the priests divided like this, but who's going to sweep out the place, as well as who's going to keep the store? It's very important to find out who's going to sweep out the place. Now we are told here, chapter 26, verse 1, concerning the division of the porters. And believe me, they are organized just the same way. And then, what about others that are serving? Well, you've got to have watchmen around the place. And we're told in verse 13, they cast lots as well, the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate. And therefore, they were to watch the gates. They were to be on guard duty. So that here is a temple that's being built, and there are these that are on service 24 hours a day. It's very important to see that. And now you got to have a treasure, because you know, in God's work, it takes money to carry it on, and it did in that day. And so we find here in verse 20, and of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of God and over the treasures of the dedicated things. And so he had charge of that. He had to make his report, you see. And then we have others that were to be those that would judge. You see, the Levites were to be judges. They also were to act in an official capacity in many ways, because it was God's original purpose that his people be a theocracy, with him ruling, with the tabernacle in the center, and with the priesthood getting the decisions from God. And that changed because of the failure of the Levites. God raised up judges. Then you have the failure of them, and the demand of the people for a king. And that's the reason that David is now on the throne. But all of this must be organized. It's highly organized, and David did all that. Now, they have the captains that are chosen, and you have the princes of the 12 tribes. And we find here, verse 23, but David took not the number of them for 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like the stars of heaven. He's to believe God. He's got adequate. He took the census before because he didn't believe God. It was unbelief. God told him, trust me. I'll supply all the army you need. I'll supply all your men. He doesn't need to do that now. We have other officers that David appointed. I do not suppose any kingdom was any more highly organized than the kingdom that David established.